השם יתברך בזכות רבנו משה בן יעקב קורדוברו, לרמק הקדוש, buried here in צפת עיר הקודש. Hopefully, maybe we can go down there afterwards. Hopefully, if we have the energy. But tonight we're going to finish the chapter in Bitul, in nullification, nullifying ourselves to the will of Hashem, connecting with Hashem at the core. And we'll finish up with what are the benefits of Bitul. And then hopefully stay tuned, we're going to be able to go into what makes Tzfat such a special city. Why did you guys come here as tourists? Why do we live here? Why did the Ramak and the Arizal and all these giants
that live here?
Right? And a little piece from the Tomer Dvorah, a chapter in the famous books of the Ramak, about the way Hashem acts with us in mercy and how we're meant to also emulate that and act the same way. So Be'ezrat Hashem, let's get in. What are the benefits of Bitul? If we're not successful in our service of Hashem, it's because we don't have Bitul. Sometimes, a person feels, she'be'avar etzliach ba'avodat Hashem. In the past, I was successful in serving Hashem and being connected to Hashem. Ve'yoter yir lo. I had more light back then and in the days of past. Ve'achshav ki'ilu yabesh. Now it's dry. Ve'afilu kshemitametz, even when I put in effort, eno megi le'oto tam shaya, I don't get to the same taste that I used to have. And I feel like the days that passed, they were better. They were better days. And then, sometimes because of that, a person does his work that he needs to do, and he feels like he's not, he feels like he's not being successful. So he prays, and he puts in the effort, and he doesn't see that his prayers are being answered, or he's learning, and he doesn't see blessing in his learning. It's not going for him. Things are not coming down. They're not sitting well. You have to understand. Hashem Yitbarach is showing us by way of this the proper path. Ve'omer lo beni alita ve'itzlachta. My son, you ascended. You've been successful. Ve'achshav ani rotze shitikanes la'avoda be'ofen yoter pnimi. Now I want you to go into the work in a deeper sense. I want you to go into Bitul, to nullify yourself. Learn the way of unification. The recognition that everything is just Hashem. The main aspect of all the work and the internal aspect of everything is Bitul, is nullifying yourself to Hashem. Person goes in now, he wants to start learning Torah, he wants to start connecting, doing mitzvot, taking this life seriously. But he doesn't want to nullify himself to Hashem. He's filled with claims and complaints. My prayers are not beneficial to me, they don't help me. He's filled with all these blemishes and all of these different concealments and his perception. But we managed to nullify himself and to go into Bitul. Even though I have to work hard and I have to learn and I have to pray hard. First things first, Bitul. Nullify myself, it's not about me. And afterwards, nullify myself, it's not about me. Right? When I'm doing the action, when I'm doing the mitzvah, full force. Full force. As the best I can be. Before it and after it, I have to be in the mindset of it's not about me. I'm commanded to do this thing. This is a way to connect to Hashem. I'm doing a good thing. I'm a messenger of Hashem. I'm going to do the best that I can. Successful. Failure. Not upon me. It's not because of me at all. Not the failure and not the success. The outcome, once the thing is said and done, I tried my hardest. I'm okay. I can keep pushing forward. I can keep going. The main end all be all of everything is recognizing the unity of Hashem and the reality of Hashem. Only by way of that will you understand completely and have a full revelation down here in this world. That's first things first. Second, al yedei bitul zoche shekol avodato tiyeh benekel. By way of Bitul, you merit that all of the work you're going to be putting in, everything you're going to be doing, is going to be very easy. Very, very easy. כל מה שנראה שהיצר הוא עז וקשה. Anything that appears that the יצר is strong, the evil inclination is strong and fighting that thing. יש צער וקושי בעבודה, and it's hard for you, and it's not easy for you at work to do the work you need to do. ומחמת שאין לנו את מדרגת הביטול האמיתי והגמור לפני השם יתברך. It's all because we don't have the proper level of ביטול in front of Hashem. ואם היה לנו ביטול גמור, אזי כל העבודה הייתה בנקל ובפשיטות. If we had proper ביטול, then all of the work that we had to do, all the mitzvot, all the things that are Torah against our will, that we don't necessarily feel like doing it, all of it would come to us easier. If we had ביטול, if we understood who we're dealing with, who's talking to us, who's commanding us to do these things, the creator of the whole entire world that gives me every single breath, every single thing that I have in my life, that's who asked me to do this thing. Commandment, not a commandment, way to connect, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more bitul you have, the more the things come easier to you. When you understand who Hashem is a little bit more, it's that much a little bit more easier for you to say, okay, I'm not going to do what I'm going to do. I want to do, I'm going to do what He wants to do. And with the time, what you want to do is what He wants you to do. That's the goal, Bezat Hashem. ואברהם אבינו עשה שלום עם יצרו. First time I think we have a mention of Avraham Avinu here, besides when we learned about Chesed, and we have our Avraham here that came to visit. אברהם אבינו עשה שלום עם יצרו. Avraham did peace with his evil inclination. על ידי שהנהיג את עצמו כאפר ואפר. How did he do it? Because he made himself like dust and ashes. בתכלית הביטול. Complete, ultimate nullification. אזי כל עבודתו עלתה לו בנקל. Then everything Avraham had to do was easy for him. It's written about Avraham that Avraham and Sarah, they didn't have any questions. They didn't ever have any question about anything Hashem told them to do. Right? It says what Avraham was told, tomorrow you're going to slaughter your son. What did he do? He went to sleep and woke up next. Okay? Went to sleep. You imagine they tell you tomorrow you're going to kill your son. You go to sleep. You're going to go to sleep, you're going to take a nice rest at night, and you wake up in the morning ready, fresh to work, let's go. Get the donkey, I'm going to saddle the donkey myself. I have slaves, hundreds, no, I'm going to do it, I'm ready, let's go. I'm ready. Crazy, crazy, and that was the 10th hardest test. Imagine in the first one, right? ואם יהיה ליהודי ביטול, so if a Jew has ביטול, כאברהם אבינו שהיה ראש לכל המאמינים, like אברהם אבינו, who is the head of all believers, ויעבוד על נקודת האמונה, and just work on your אמונה. והכרה הבהירה במציאות וייחוד השם יתברך. Recognizing the reality of Hashem in every factor of your life, that He is one in the good and what appears as bad as well. ודרגה אחר דרגה. Right? Level after level. על ידי זה כל עבודתו תבוא לו בקלות ובשיטות. By way of working on that, on the אמונה that Hashem is everything, He sent me every single thing I'm going through in life, whether it's the ups or the downs, things are going to start to become easier for you. Third benefit, על ידי ביטול זוכה לדעת תפקידו בעולם. By way of ביטול, you merit to know your place in the world. What's your job in the world? חיים, חיים. Hashem יתברך מורה לאדם בכל רגע ורגע. Hashem is showing Adam, showing a person at every given moment. את הדרך הטובה לו ללכת בה. The good path that you should be going on. וזה בעיקר על ידי התורה הקדושה. It's mainly by way of the Torah. But in order to be successful in hearing what Hashem is speaking to you, you need bitul. So whoever merits the bitul, he merits to the advice of Hashem and gets the guidance on the straight path. Amazing thing. Right? You learn Torah, the Torah tells you to do this thing. You don't feel like waking up at 6 o'clock to do it. You don't feel like waking up at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. You don't feel like it. The Torah tells you to do it. The more you give into these things, right? Then, all of a sudden, you're going to see that obviously, if the Torah is telling you to do something, it's good for you. So your life is going to improve because you're listening to the advice of Hashem. But you need bitul to get there. If you don't listen, if you don't apply the thing that you just learned, then it's not really going to help so much to hear the advice if you don't want to really apply it. If you apply it, everything becomes better. Fourth benefit, bitul hua mevi ledveikut emet. Bitul is what brings you to true dveikut, true attachment to Hashem. The tachlit of the purpose of all the work is bitul. It's a deep, deep secret that people don't really understand properly. Therefore, we see that a lot of people are going to seek out of attachment to Hashem and dveikut and clinging to Hashem. Yesh mi shechina niglet elav. There's he who the Shechina has revealed to him, and there's he who doesn't. Hashem doesn't reveal himself to that person. יש מי שזכה, יש מי שלא, רואים שזכה למשהו אמיתי. There's those who they merit to actually feel some kind of attachment to Hashem, and there's people that never got anything real ever. Right? That's the reality. כי השכינה מתגלית רק למי שמכין את ליבו להתבטל להשם יתברך. The שכינה only is revealed to someone who prepares his heart to nullify himself to Hashem. למי שנדבק בו יתברך באהבה ויראה, whoever clings to Hashem and Hashem alone with love and with awe, באופן שהנקודה הפנימית בליבו, the internal part of your heart, is just to want to nullify yourself in truth to Hashem. And your whole entire, the purpose of why you do anything in this world is just to reveal godliness in the world. You merit now that the Shekhinah is going to put you in the right place, the place of truth. In the beginning, you have to put in hard work. You have to work. You have to put on work. To purify and to clean yourself again and again, renew it again and again, to clean yourself, to purify yourself. With only one intention, inside the deepest part of your heart, I want to nullify to the will of Hashem. The main thing is about revealing that Hashem is the King over the world. He cares about every single thing, and He is there in the darkness. He's there in the light. He's every single place you can imagine it. Then you're going to merit that there's going to be a dwelling upon you of godliness. השכינה תתגלה אליו ותראה לו את הדרך החיים. השכינה is going to be revealed to you. It's going to show you the path in life. כי הכין את עצמו בתחילה במחשבה נקייה. You prepared yourself with a pure intention. That the main thing is true ביטול to Hashem. Truly to put my will aside and to do what Hashem wants. Fifth benefit of ביטול. הביטול פותח שערי תורה. ביטול opens up the gates of Torah. כשאדם אינו יכול להתמיד בתורה ואינו מבין את הגמרא, a person can be consistent with his Torah and he doesn't understand the Gemara, it's a sign שצריך להתבטל יותר לשם יברך. It's a sign that you have to nullify yourself more to Hashem. וכך נהגו הצדיקים. So this was the behavior of the tzadikim, the righteous people of Am Yisrael. בעת שהתייגו במשנתם ונתקשה באיזה דבר. When they had a hard time when they're learning Mishnah, they're learning Torah, right? And it got hard for them on some idea. היו מבטלים את עצמם לגמרי לבורא יתברך. They would nullify themselves completely to the master, to the creator. ועולים למעלה למעלה בהרגשת ביטול. They go ascend higher and higher in the feeling of ביטול. It's like the famous story of Rabbi Yehuda Torgerman tells us all the time. Right? The Chazanish was learning Mishnah. We're talking about the biggest tzaddik in the world at the time. Okay? No one with a bigger brain when it comes to learning Torah. He's learning Mishnah, which is what the 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, and like, you know, up to 13 years of learning. He's learning that for the millionth time in his life at 80-something years old and gets stuck as if he's never learned it before on a new idea. What does he do? Takes out a plant, puts the plant on his desk, like a flower pot, whatever it is, starts to contemplate on the leaves, all the colors of the leaves, the shapes of the leaves, how the plant is growing and how it connects to the soil and everything that goes into what a plant is. What is a leaf? To go into a whole entire meditation, and what is he doing? What is he doing at his core? He's seeing how much detail Hashem puts into this world on the finest level that we don't even pay attention, we take for granted. And he's just making himself lower and lower and lower and lower and lower in order to be included into that light of Hashem. And boom, the Torah opens up for him. We're talking about the master, the number one Torah learner in the whole entire world at the time. Biggest tzaddik when it comes to Torah learning. And what is his tool when he gets stuck on something that he's been learning since 6 years old? Bitul. To look at a leaf and to realize how great Hashem is. V'achar kach hayu yordim shuv. Afterwards, they would go down again. Then they go back and they look in the same exact idea that they read right now, and they look at all the fine details until they had until there was clean and pure there and illuminating what they were learning. After they nullified themselves completely, they merited a revelation. If a person gets tired and and, you know, fatigued from his hard work and his learning. It's because he didn't pull the light of Bitul into his hard work in the Torah. Meaning, if it's like really hard for you and you're like, oh, crash because you're learning, you haven't brought Bitul into it. Therefore, what should you do? Be quiet. And ascend in the world of thoughts. And nullify yourself to Hashem. To enjoy the reality of the Creator and His oneness. And then you return to the book with a completely renewed vitality. Meaning you've been working hard, you're learning, and you're like getting tired from learning. Why? Because you're not nullifying yourself. You think that you have to be successful now and finish what you have to learn. No, it's not about that. It's about connecting to Hashem. So stop from learning for a second. Close your eyes. Ascend up above to the oneness of Hashem. Look back at the book. Say, yeah, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to get it now. Because why? Because I'm coming to connect with Hashem. It's not because I'm trying to become wise. I'm not trying to finish something. I'm not trying to accomplish something. I'm trying to connect to Hashem. That's what I'm doing when I learn Torah. Sixth benefit of Bitul. Bitul mivi letikun. Bitul will bring you to a rectification, will bring you to your purpose, will bring you to a complete fix. By way of true Bitul, yizkeh la'alot v'letaken et kol ha'avar. You're going to merit to ascend and to fix all of the past. V'yuchal letzet mikol hadvarim ha'lo tovim she'asah. You're going to be able to get out of all the bad things that you did. V'lizkot lekol ha'kdushot, and to merit to all of the sanctities, all of the holy things. When you nullify yourself completely in front of Hashem, and he doesn't think about himself, if he's successful and he's righteous, right? You're not thinking about that, whether I'm making it or not. You're not going to think about what was until now. You take upon yourself to return in tshuva, to start over again, to seek out the truth from level to level. By way of this, you're gonna ameliorate, you're gonna sweeten up all of the judgments that you have. Even if you still fall, chas v'shalom, God forbid you fall, you do a sin again. If you want to do the will of Hashem with every moment, every movement in life, and you sanctify yourself and purify yourself according to your level, where you're at right now. You know what's right and wrong, and you know how you can improve, and you know what you could do to get a little bit more holy. Then by way of true bitul, you're going to be successful. In the end, you're going to get to the purpose that they wanted, that they were expecting of you. Your whole entire purpose in this world is to reveal Hashem without any ego, according to your level. No one's asking you to be Moshe, right? But they're also not expecting you to be a kid. Be you. Be you and do you, right? We all have our level and we're expected to grow and we're expected to be getting deeper and deeper and reveal more and more and more. But you be real with yourself and try to continuously start over and clean yourself and be focused on the fact that we're here to fix. We're here to come closer. We're here to rectify. The seventh thing, only by way of bitul can you actually fix who you are as a person, to become a better person, to act better and to treat people better and to think better and to feel better. As long as you don't nullify yourself to Hashem, we cannot rectify the sin of baseless hatred. To merit to be connected and tied in a relationship with every single person in Am Yisrael. Without true bitul, you'll never merit to act how Hashem wants you to. That we'll love one another as if we are one another, right? As if you are me and I am you. We're going to give the space and the proper honor that we need to give to one another. Only by way of going through all the levels of bitul to Hashem, till you realize that the whole entire reality of who you are is just to be a tool, Bitul, right? Just to be a tool, to be a vessel for the light of Hashem to be revealed in this world. As yuchal itnaeg b'midot tovot v'yeshorot, then you're going to be able to act with good midot, like a mensch, in the proper path, the straight path, levatel etzmo lifnei kol ish mi'israel, to nullify yourself in front of every single Jew. Ki ei efshar levo le'avat achim, you can never come to the brotherhood, to the love of one another, ki im kshezochim lebitul, without meriting to bitul, nullifying yourself to Hashem. Meaning, la'akara shakol zeh Hashem yitbarach, everything is Hashem. Everyone is nullified to him on one side and included in him on the other side. Anybody who is serving their master, you have to do a check. Am I acting okay? How are my midot? Am I treating people properly? Am I straight in my dealings? If you see you still have a blemish there in your midot, סימן הדבר שעדיין הוא רחוק מהדבקות האמיתית בבורא יתברך. No, as more blemishes you find in yourself, right? And although we're not meant to beat ourselves up, but we have to be real with ourselves, right? Because we're trying to grow in a healthy mind state, right? This is not maybe work for every day. If you're feeling super down on yourself, maybe you shouldn't go check how you acted during the day, right? Try to get happy instead. And when you get happy, then you can go look back and say, okay, maybe when I was in the acting 3 days ago, wasn't the best. And you can go back and do it, right? But when you do that, right, then this is the work, but you have to understand it. As long as you have blemishes, you're far away from clinging to Hashem. So who are you to judge another person? Right, you're not perfect, and you're not clinging to the Creator because you found ways that you're acting, out of line. So you're not truly attached to the Creator, right? So who are you to judge anybody else? You're just like him. He has things that he's good at, and that you're not good at. So you can't look at anybody else like that. You have to ascend from level to nullify yourself more and more. Until you become completely nullified. You're going to merit a straight, good character traits. You're not going to get, haughty or prideful over anybody. And you're not going to want to separate yourself from anybody. You're not going to get angry at anybody. Eighth benefit. Bitu saves a person from depression and sadness. Atzvut v'atzlut. Depression and laziness. The kol minei nyanei choshech v'arafel. And all the different aspects of darkness and fog. Shovrim ala uved Hashem. That go over every single person that's coming to serve Hashem. Right? Put on a kippah and tzitzit. Yeah, you got a good few months, maybe a year or two, and then boom, the roller coaster has gotten to the highest part. Let's go. Right? It's a given. We've seen tons of these, right? In the beginning you're a baba, after that you're silly. There you go. But because it's just a test, we want deeper work, like we said in the beginning. Now I want you to go internally. Great, so you changed how you act externally. Now let's go inside, right? There's levels to this. And this is a part of it. But the laziness and the dark and the depression, it's only when you don't have true attachment with Bitu. True Dveikut with Bitu. When you merit to really grab onto this idea, when you really nullify yourself to Hashem, to the Creator, kol tov lo, then you merit to constant emunah and everything's good for you. You're chilling. Ki bekoach habitul, by way of the bitul, adam chay she'en hu oseh me'uma. You're living a reality that I'm not doing anything. Ela kol Hashem itbarach oseh u'mashlim. Hashem is doing everything, and He's the one that finishes all actions that need to be done in this world. Kshe yodea v'chay et ze, when you know this and you're living it. As I gam kasher enu matzliach, then even when you're not successful, enu magish et or Hashem itbarach, and you don't feel the light of Hashem, v'yesh lo choshech, and you do have darkness, ulo mitpel mizeh, you're not startled, you're not taken back, you're not now, off the tracks, ki hu yodea Hashem itbarach yashlim et avodato. I know Hashem is going to complete exactly what He wants to do in this world. I'm commanded to go out and try, and Hashem will complete the job. That's how it always is. He's the one that's doing everything. But He created me to reveal Him in the world. So I have to do what He expects of me. What comes out after that, not upon me. In the times of darkness, the Yetzer Hara speaks to the heart of the person and says, "Omnam yamim u'shanim mikedem ha'ita bal avoda." Earlier days, you used to put in the work, you know. Netz Rabbi Shimon used to, you know. Ach ata enata roi leklum. But now, you're not fitting for anything. You're not even up to it. Kulcha male petza v'chabura en b'chad metom. You're completely filled with bruises and scratches, right? Bandages. You're not worth anything. Beram elu em b'divrei sheker v'kazav. All of this is nonsense. It's all lies. Ki be'emet b'chol rega v'rega. Any given moment. The truth is, adam yachol levatel atzmon yoter lifnei Hashem yitbarach. You can always nullify yourself more in front of Hashem. Ketinok al birkei aviv v'kegemul alei imo. Like a baby on his father's lap or in his mother's arms. ולראות שהשם ידברך אינו רחוק ממנו, to see that Hashem is not far from me at all. אפילו שעה אחד, not even for one moment, he's not far from me. ואדרבה, הוא מבין שכל השבירות והנפילות, even more so. From that, you understand? You understand that right now, all of the breakingness, all of the falling, all of the hardship, הם כדי שיתחבר ויתקשר אליו ידברך, so that you will connect to Hashem ביתר סת ויתר עוז, with a stronger way. ועל ידי שיבטל רצונו ודעתו לפני השם יתברך. By way of nullifying yourself in front of השם יתברך. ולכן בשעה שלא עולה בידו לעלות בדרך המלך. Then therefore in a time that it doesn't, you're not able to do the right thing that needs to be done. Right? You're not able to do what's needed. יעמיק בתוך הביטול עוד ועוד. Go into ביטול, nullifying yourself more and more. לראות איך שהשם יתברך מאיר ומזריח פניו אליו בכל עד. To see how Hashem is illuminating and shining His face on you on any given moment. ואיך שבאמת השם יתברך לא מתרחק ממנו כלל. The truth is, Hashem is not distant and He's not moving away from you at all. והכל רק אחיזת עיניים. It's all just an illusion of the eyes. It's an optical illusion. שהיצר מרמה את האדם כאילו המלך נעלם. היצר tricks you as if the king has disappeared. And also on the other side, כאשר אדם עומד בשלמות העבודה, when a person is doing the best he can, and he's going for it, and he's on a wave, as I בכוח הביטול, then by way of ביטול, he doesn't fall down to pride. Right? Successful, it's going, he's feeling it, he's connected to Hashem. Don't put your chest up. אלו יודע שכל מה שעשה, you know everything that you did, every single mission that you went on, anything you did for Hashem, every tefillah, every page that you learned, every word that you said, it's nothing in comparison to who we're talking about Hashem. And you only nullify yourself more and more at any given moment. You beg, and you just went, you wish that Hashem will finish the job, and ascend you and bring you closer and closer. Ninth benefit, הביטול מציל מהסתרות. I have to say, I didn't say this at the beginning, most of what's written here is the words of Rav Itchamayim Mamash. The book is usually, right, Rav Pinchas. Here he put it at the beginning of this chapter, majority of what's being said here is Rav Itchamayim himself. וכל פעם שעולה איזה מחשבה או בלבול בעבודתו. Anytime there's a thought or some confusion that comes inside your head, and inside the service of Hashem, ייכנס יותר בעמקות בהתבוננות בהרגשת מציאות השם יתברך וייחודו. Go deeper into contemplating the feeling, right? The depth of feeling the reality of Hashem and the oneness of Hashem. וככל שבאים לו ריבוי מחשבות זרות, the more you have more messed up thoughts and foreign thoughts that you shouldn't be having, כך יעורר את עצמו, so too the more you arouse yourself להכיר את בוראו בריבוי מחשבות קדושות. To recognize your Creator by increasing more and more holy thoughts. The more your head is in a mess, you know what you need to do. You need to bring more holy thoughts into your head. Ki Yehudi tzrich shelishtashreya velukuto yitbarach. Right? A Jew should be taking immense pleasure in the godliness of Hashem. Blessed be. Velikanes be'amkut v'litbonen be'or achduto yitbarach. And you have to go into depth to contemplate and really, like we said with the leaf, right? That's one way to do it, right? But there's obviously, we spoke in the previous class of all the Shemot and all the names and the different ways we do this, with Torah learning, with prayer, with eating, with everything possible, right? You can do this. And that's our goal, to go more and more and more into this work. When you're looking at the light of Hashem, Yireh Hashem Yitbarach Meir Panav El Neshamot Yisrael. You see that Hashem is shining His countenance to the souls of Israel, Lelo Shum Asara B'Bibul, without any concealment, without any confusion. Va'afilu B'Shah Sheyesh Ezeh Mefriya U'Moneah. Even at the time that it is a Mefriya U'Moneah, a person that's interrupting, that's preventing, Yitbonen, contemplate, Ech Be'emet Akol Zoreach U'Meir. Look how everything is shining and it's illuminated. Be'or Pnei HaMelech, with the light, the shining countenance of the face of the King. Any thought or confusion, they're just vessels. They're vessels to go deeper into attachment and cling to the light of Hashem. From a knowledge that everything is godliness. Until we get to a level that you will not find or see any concealment. You're going to see just godliness. You're going to see the hand of Hashem in everything. And tenth and last benefit, Bitul Yitzal HaKol HaTzarot. Bitul is the advice for any hardship a person could be going through. Ikar Yitzal Yitzet Mikol HaTzarot Sheyesh Bichlal Ubifrad Yi Bitul. The main way to get out of all hardships that you could be going through, in a general aspect, in a more finer, specific aspect, what's the advice? Be a tool. Right? Listom et einayim, to close your eyes. Velikanes lebitul Hashem Yitbarach, ledat shehakol ze rak hu. To close your eyes and to go into the bitul with Hashem and to know that everything is just Hashem. Ve'achra bitul yitgaber b'torah kedusha. And after bitul, after that contemplation, that thought process, then you go into the Holy Torah. La'asot kli le'or. Then you go and you make a vessel for that light. Right? You had a holy experience, you nullified yourself in front of Hashem, you felt the reality of Hashem and His oneness, you engaged with the reality, the true reality of this world, that was light. Now what do? Make a vessel. How do you make vessels? You do mitzvot. The best mitzvah and the strongest vessel you can make is to go open a book and to learn Torah. If you don't deal with Torah after you feel bitul, the hardships you're going through, they're going to increase, God forbid. אבל אם עוסק בתורה, אז על ידי זה, הכל נמתק. But if you go and you deal with Torah, then everything's going to be sweetened up. Right? So yes, we need bitul, we need to nullify ourselves. But as soon as we nullify ourselves, what do we have to do? We have to go back to action, and we have to go back to doing, and we have to make vessels to keep all of that light and that reality so it stays with us, and we realize that, and we remember it, and we get through the hardships that we're getting through. But if we just go and we try to nullify ourselves, but then we don't do the will of Hashem, we don't do a mitzvah, we don't make a vessel to keep that light, that reality that we tried to experience, and hopefully experience, then what happens? You just feel the hardships more and more and more. So Bezat Hashem, until here, that was the chapter on Bitul, in Beyond Darkech, right? So the past 3 weeks we've done Dveikut, and we've done Bitul. From here on we're going to decide something else. I'm going to stop this video. And Bezat Hashem, we are going to start again with Tomer Dvorah and, you know what? Let's just keep rolling. Why not? Let's keep rolling. Bezat Hashem. So tonight is the Ilula, the Yortzeit, the annual memorial, I think 438 years, if I'm not mistaken, 438 years to the passing of the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero. Right, originally from Cordova, in the same city as the Rambam, different time, but same city as the Rambam, which is a huge center for Jewish life in the golden era of Spain and Portugal, the Iberian Peninsula. And he was here in Tzfat, Yer HaKodesh, in the holy land of Tzfat. A big tzaddik, lives here, he's buried here. It's mamash right here, is such a yeshua. He was the Rebbe of the Arizal. He was brought down a whole Kabbalistic system before the Arizal, even though now, whenever you learn Kabbalah or you engage with teachings of Kabbalah, most likely you're learning from the Arizal and not from the Ramak, because Kabbalah nowadays, now there's a revival of going back to the Ramak, and the Ramak was always learned, but the majority of Hasidut and everything and Kabbalah as we know it in the world is based off of the Arizal, his student, and not the Ramak, which he did have differences in opinion and created a different system, which was the system that was finally accepted by everybody. But this amazing tzaddik here in Tzfat Yer HaKodesh, really, really, really beautiful Torahs. He has explanations on all of the colors and where they're rooted in spiritual worlds, and books that completely clarify so much about the world that we are experiencing and the beautiful light of Hashem and how it's revealed in here and how the worlds are created and we experience them. And he wrote a lot of books. There's a book that's called Tomer Dvorah. You can buy it. Tomer Dvorah. This is a Hebrew version, but you have tons of different copies of this. It's actually originally a chapter. It's like a section out of a bigger book. But now it's printed by itself. And this tzaddik wrote this book. And we'll read just the beginning, and then one of the smaller prokim. Bezat Hashem, b'skut Rav Moshe ben Yaakov, the Ramak HaKadosh, Adam ra'ui shidme lekono v'az yeh besod ha'tzura elyona. It's fitting that a person should appear like his master. V'az yeh besod ha'tzura elyona. Then he will be in the secret of the supernal form. Tzelim udmut. Form and image. And likeness. Form and likeness, right? Shilu yidume begufo v'lo bepulot. You already look like Hashem, meaning Hashem created a world of how man is set up, the soul that which is a spark of Hashem that comes down here, right? And you have it. Even they make the physical way of showing it. You have a small head. That's a yud. You have your arms, right? That's the hey. Your torso is the vav, and then your hips and your legs, another hey. So even the makeup of the man, the way our body is shaped, is like the name of Hashem, right? But we have this, obviously, spiritually, we have some kind of, whatever that means, a form to our soul. But if you have that, but you don't act like that, you don't act like that spark of Hashem, meaning the spark doesn't act like the source of the spark, right? Then what are they going to say? People are going to say, what's the benefit of all of this, right? They're going to say, beautiful form, ugly actions. Ugly behavior. The main aspect of what a form is, of what image is how it acts into the world, the effects it brings into the world. Now, what does it help that you're going to be like the supernal form of image of what the soul is meant to be? Your body is even a replication, and your spiritual body, everything works and it's parallel. But in your actions, you're not like your master. You look like it, but you don't act like it, right? Lefichach ra'ui shidme el pu'ulot ha-keter. Therefore, it's fitting that you should act in the light of what's called keter, the highest of the spherot. She'en 13 midot shel rachamim elyonot u'remuzot besod ha-psukim. That these are the hint of the 13 attributes of mercy, and they're hinted to in the psukim of Micha, the 7th chapter, 18 to 20. Who is a power like you that carries the sin and passes over on the sins, right? Doesn't hold it. He takes care of the portion of him, the souls of Israel. He doesn't hold his anger forever. Ki chafetz chesedu, because he desires loving kindness. Yeshuv yirchamenu, he brings us back and has mercy on us. Yichvosh avonotenu, he conquers our sins, meaning he just takes our sins, doesn't hold it against us, doesn't really give it to us for going against him all the time. Etashlich b'mitzudot yam kol chatotam, send into the depths of the sea all of our sins, make them forgotten. Titen emet liYaakov, give truth to Yaakov. Chesed Avraham, love for Avraham. And that you swore for our forefathers from the previous days. So therefore, it's fitting that a person should have these 13 attributes in them. Now I'm going to go into explaining what are these 13 attributes that you should have. So that's what the book Tomer Devorah deals with. These 13 attributes that are learned from this verse. We are going to learn the 7th one. Okay? The 7th one, to connect. We've spoken about it a few times during this night, but it's the one that Bizat Hashem came up. 7 is a good number. We're going to go into it. Yeshuv Yerachamenu. Return and have mercy on us. Return us and have mercy on us. הנה אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מתנהג כמידת בשר ודם. The Ramak says that הקדוש ברוך הוא, Hashem does not act like man of flesh and blood. שימ יחיסו חברו, if a man gets angered by his friend, כשהוא מתרצה עמו, when he makes peace with him, right? מתרצה עמו מעט, לא כאהבה הקודמת. You make up with him, right? A friend does something to you. And it was wrong. It wasn't nice. Now you're going to make up with each other. You're cool, but it's not like it was before. אבל אם חטא אדם ועשה תשובה, but if a person does a sin and then does תשובה, wants to repent for that sin, come back to Hashem, return to Hashem because of after what he did, מעלתו יותר גדולה עם הקדוש ברוך הוא. His level is higher in the eyes of Hashem. והיינו, meaning, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, אין צדיקים גמורים יכולים לעמוד. The Gemara says that in the place that the בעלי תשובה, the people that returned and repented and did sins, they actually did sins, and now they're coming back to serve Hashem. Not like the people that grew up in it and they're always good and they never did anything crazy, you know? No, people that literally, they went out and they did things that weren't proper, and now they're trying to live a holy life. Where they stand, the highest tzaddikim can't stand there, in that place. The reason is, like they're explained in the Perek HaBoneh, b'inyan hey, in the idea of the letter hey, right? We have the letter hey here, you can see, right? Just so we can have the image in front of us a little bit, we remember what a hey looks like. Hey, b'inyan hey, lama hi asuya ke'ach sadra. Why is the hey made in that way that it's like a room, kind of, right? It's like this, like a pathway, like a doorway, right? שכל הרוצה לצאת מעולמו יצא. Whoever wants to leave, you want to leave your world, you want to leave your consciousness, your godly consciousness, go out, leave. You want to leave, walk out. פירוש, העולם נברא בה. The world was created with the letter ה. הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא העולם בטוח לצד הרע והחטא לרווחה. Hashem created a world that is open to the side of bad, and the sin, there's plenty of it. You can go as deep as you want in this world if you want to go against the Torah, you want to go against Hashem. Ein sad shein chomer v'yetzara ufagam. There's no side of the world that there's not an evil inclination there, there's not a blemish there, there's not some evil there, right? Everywhere you look, you can find it. It's very easy to find. K'minach sadra, so too like this, אינו בעל גדרים אלא פרצה גדולה ופרוצה לצד הרע לצד המטה. So too, like a open, like canopy place, an outdoor oasis, whatever it might be, right? It's open to all sides. You come under there, you have shade, right? But you want to go out? You're in the desert, no problem. כל מי שירצה לצאת מעולמו, anyone who wants to leave their world, כמה פתחים לו? There's a few different openings, like the hay. לא יפנה לצד שלא ימצא צד החטא ואבון להיכנס אל החיצונים. You're never going to be in a situation where you want to do a sin. You look around you for more than a few minutes and you don't find a way to do a sin. Right? It's there, ready, at any given moment. והנה פתוחה מלמעלה שאם ישוב יקבלו. But the hay has an opening at the top. Meaning if you return and you come back, they'll receive you there, in the top of the hay. And the bottom is a big opening. On the top, they'll take you back there. ביקשו ולהדרוהו בהי, he returns by the hay, לא מסתיים מילתא, it doesn't work out, רצו בזה שהשב בתשובה לא יספיק לו שיהיה נגדר בעבון כגדר הצדיקים, מפני שהצדיקים שלא חטאו, גדר מעט יספיק עליהם. Why is it that the בעל תשובה, why we say, the בעל תשובה where he stands, the tzaddik can't stand there, the righteous person can't stand in the place where the person that did tshuva stands. Where is the tzaddikim? They're in the hay, but they're moving around anyway. They usually, why not be at the open view, right? The nice view at the bottom of the hay. You see everything. Where does the Baal Shuvah has to come? From the top of the hay, where it's open, a small opening. Why? The tzaddik, who never did a sin, he's not really into that. He can be by the open, the big hole in the fence. It's no problem for him to play around in the big hole in the fence. You, that you love going past the big hole in the fence, maybe it's better that you come here to the top of the hay where the hole is smaller, and there's going to be less room for you to get out of here, right? And you're going to stay in your world. But the sinner that sinned in return, lo yispik lo geder me'at. It's not enough to have a small fence. And it's צריך להגדיר עצמו כמה גדרים קשים. You have to make a few different hard walls to protect yourself. מפני שאותו גדר מעט כבר נפרץ פעם אחד. That small fence has already been broken a few times. You've already breached it a few times. אם מתקרב שם וקל יפתהו יצרו. You go to that place again. You're trying to work on yourself. You're trying to become holy. You're trying to connect to Hashem. And you came from a life where you weren't doing that so much. If you go back to the places you used to hang out with the friends you used to hang out with, you easily get seduced and brought back into the nonsense. אלא צריך להתרחק הרחק גדול מאוד. You have to move a big distance from them. ולזה לא ייכנס דרך פתח הכסדה שפרצה שמה. Therefore, you don't come back into the world from where the big opening is, where the big breach is. אלא יתעלב, ייכנס דרך פתח צר. Rather, ascend and come in from a more narrow opening. ויעשה כמה צרות וסיבובים לעצמו ויסתום הפרצות. Do some hardships on yourself, some self-affliction. To seal up all the breaks in the fence. Meaning, right, back in the day in his time, this meant to fast for days and days and days and days and fast and not eat and just learn and learn and learn. Now it could mean sit and learn Torah for 3 hours, no phone, no eating, no drinking. Sit and do it. Torah is not, a 3 hour fast, but if you manage to sit with a book for 3 hours, you don't do anything else, you know how much light you just brought down in the world, you know how much tshuva you just did, how much you now connected to the will of Hashem in the deepest way possible without any interruptions, that's a big tshuva. That's a big tikkun, right? And that's the way of the Baal Shem Tov, that's the way of the of Rav Ovadia. Torah is the way to make tshuva, right? ומטעם זה, from this, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, אין צדיקים גמורים יכולים לעמוד, in the place that the people that are repenting and coming back and living now kosher lives after living bad lives, lives against the way of Hashem, the holy people can't stand in their place. מפני שלא נכנסו דרך פתח הצדיקים כדי שיהיו עם הצדיקים. They never went back into the world by the way of where the צדיקים were. אלא נצטערו ועלו דרך פתח עליון וסיקפו עצמם ובדילו מן החטא יותר ויותר מן הצדיקים. Rather, they put some work in and they worked hard to separate themselves from this world, and they went and ascended and ascended, and they put more work in to remove themselves and separate themselves from sin, more than what the tzaddikim did. לכך עלו ועמדו במדרגה hey, therefore they ascend and they stand on the level of hey, היכל חמישים שבגן עדן, the fifth chamber of Gan Eden, דיינו גג hey, the rooftop of the hey, והצדיקים בפתח hey, and the tzaddikim that are open of the hey, בכניסת האכסדרה, ולזה כאשר אדם יעשה בתשובה, therefore when a person does תשובה, דיינו תשוב hey, תשוב hey, return to hey, אל מקומה, you return it to its place. ויחזיר הקדוש ברוך הוא שכינתו עליו. Now you do tshuva. When you did a sin, you cut off the connection to Hashem, you start to pull from the other side, right? From the back side, the other side. Now you do tshuva, you return the hay, you return back. Now the shechina starts to dwell on you, which is the hay. You return the hay to the proper place. You recognize Hashem in this world. When you do that, that now it starts to come down to you. אינו שב בכאהבה ראשונה בלבד. Not only did you come back like the first time you had a relationship with Hashem when you were all connected and it was good. Eli yoter v'yoter, it's higher and higher. Ainu yeshuv yarachamenu, return and you have mercy on us. Yosif rachamim l'Israel v'yitnakem v'yikarvem yoter. You will add more mercy unto Israel and he will bring them closer and closer. So too, this is how we have to act with our friends. Lo yeh noter eva me'akas hakodem. Don't keep on to grudges from earlier anger, earlier trauma that you had with that person. When you see your friend coming and asking for your love, he's trying to make up with you. You have to have more love and more mercy than before. For me, this person's like a Baal Tshuva. We just learned about what a Baal Tshuva is. This person, he did something wrong, and he's coming back to me to ask for forgiveness, that he wants to make peace with me. He's a Baal Tshuva. Shein tzadikim gmurim yochalim la'amod etzlam. A complete tzadik can't stand in his place. V'yikarveu tachlit kurva yoter mima shemikarev otam shehem tzadikim gmurim imo shelo chatu etzlo. Now it means you have to bring him closer. Why? Because the tzadik can't even stand in his place. You hold tzadikim close to you. You want to be close with tzadikim and good kosher people that haven't affected you. This person messed with you, did something against you, and now he's coming back and saying, I love you and I want to have a relationship with you and I want to be close to you. I care about our relationship. I'm sorry. Who's meant to be closer now? The guy that never did anything? He never even had a test. This guy failed, and he's still proving that he's loyal to you. He wants to be with you. You're meant to bring that person closer, and to have more love, and have a deeper relationship now with him that you went through that with him. You had that effect with you, that thing happened to you, with him specifically, and he still wants to be connected to you. Now it shows who he really is. Have the mercy, have the love, and bring him, and work on the relationship, and bring him closer to those that you actually want to be connected to. Now, for the cherry on top, Sfat Yer HaKodesh. Top. So, in the parasha, we have two parashiyot this week. Matot Maseh, right? So the second parasha is Maseh. In Parashat Maseh, it's the journeys of the nation of Israel from the time they left Egypt until they come to Israel. 42 different journeys. Okay, corresponds to the name of 42, Ana B'Choach, right? In the parasha, it says, Shesh Arei Miklat Tehen Alechem. You shall have for yourselves six refugee cities, six cities of refuge that you can run to if something happens. Mitzvah from the Torah, set up six cities, sanctuary cities, safe cities, whatever you want to call them. On this idea, on this commandment, we have here,
refugee.
Yeah, city of refuge, exactly. The Chesed L'Avraham, Rav Avraham Azulai. There was a rabbi called the Chida. Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, his great-great-great-grandfather was a student of the Arizal here in Tzfat. His name was Avram Azulai. He has a book called Chesed Avraham. It's one of the most famous Kabbalistic books ever written. And he writes, Tzfat romezet l'sfirat ha-netzach. Tzfat is a hint to the sphere of Netzach.
What?
Netzach, in small gematria, right? You have gematria in Hebrew. Every letter has a numerical value, right? So in numerical value of the small gematria, meaning Tzfat is Tzadik Pei Taf, right? So that's 480 and 90, right? So 570, right? But if you just take the letter 90, instead of 90, you just do 9. And instead of 80, you just do 8, right? Instead of 400, right? So then you get to 22. You get to 21, but with the kolel, with the word itself, it becomes 22, right? Which is a ruling gematria. You can always just add the word itself. It counts as 1. So Tzfat comes out to 21. That's just the letters in small gematria. And with the word itself, it's 22. So that is the same as Ekye, the name Ekye. Aleph and the letter Hey and the letter Yud and the letter Hey, which is 10, 5, 5. And 1, right? So 10, 10, and 1. Nirmoshe mitnagim im mishe darba beyud gimel midot shel rachamim gmurim mishem haketer. Whoever lives in the city Tzfat, they treat you from Shemayim in heaven. They treat you with the 13 midot, the 13 traits of mercy at all times, completely from the name of Keter. We just learned one of them, that when we do something wrong and we sincerely come back to Hashem, He brings us even closer. There's 12 more, right, of those attributes that are crazy if you read them, of how Hashem acts with us and with the world. We, as citizens of Tzfat, have that constantly over us. 13 midot of rachem. What stopped all the plagues of the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to beg for the Jews would stop dying, right? This is what it was, this secret. This is the behavior of a Jew in Tzfat. This is the light that's coming down on you. Therefore, it's one of these cities of refuge that can save souls. Tzfat is 22 in small gematria, 22 letters of the Torah. Why? Tzfat is a city that is auspicious and ready and prepared to invite you into the depths of the Torah. There is no clearer air in the whole of the land of Israel, which has the clearest air in the world, than the air of Tzfat. The kol adar beir Tzfat yesh lo yitaron al kol shar arei Eretz Yisrael. Whoever lives in the city of Tzfat has a benefit over all of the dwellers of the land of Israel. Shaniftar sham a person who passes away here in the city, since the land here is very high, and the air is more purified than any other place in the land of Israel, because you're so high and so pure, your soul straight away leaves, blossoms, flies away to Ma'arat HaMachpelah to go on to Gan Eden in the lower realm of Gan Eden. Ba'advarim niflayim, and this is wonderful things to say. Ba'al pizeh amarti, Rav Meir Eliyahu now says, that was from the Chesed Avraham, okay? That's from a student of the Arizal. The Chidah's great grandfather, Chesed Avraham, right? The Chesed Avraham, just to explain to you who this person was. The Arizal, when he came to pass away, he said, no one's allowed to have teachings except for Rav Chaim Vital, and anybody who teaches what I ever taught, they heard something that I taught, if they teach it, you're not allowed to accept it unless Rav Chaim Vital gives stamp of approval. Meaning, no one can learn Arizal without Rav Chaim Vital. Okay? Rav Chaim Vital, when he comes to pass away, decides no one is worthy of it right now. I didn't have a student that he felt that he could pass on and say, now it's you, right? He said, bury me with all the books. So he buried him in Damascus with all the books. The Chesed Avraham and his friend start to fast for a few days and do a lot of work in order to invoke that the rabbi, the Maruchu, Rav Chaim Vital, will come to them in a dream, and they want to ask him if they can open the kever, the grave, to get the books out. After the time has come, they do it. Rav Chaim Vital comes and he says yes. They go to Damascus, they take it out. When they open the kever, his arms open like this. All the books are on him like this. His arms open. They start taking books. They go to reach for more. Adkan. Up until now, that's it. They realize that's it. What they could take is what they could take. They closed it. The Chidah generation after, 4 or 5 generations after this. The Chidah, which is a grandson, great-grandson of the Chesed Avraham that just wrote all of this about Tzfat, was learning Etz Chaim from the Arizal, from Rav Chaim Vital's handwriting. Right? Passed down. This is what we're talking about, right? So Rav Meir Eliyahu, who's a rabbi nowadays, he's in his 40s in Jerusalem, a master, he's a Baal Tshuva himself, made Tshuva at 19 years old, and the whole entire Torah opened up for him. He gives amazing classes. Sfardi Mekubal, student of the Arizal, straight Arizal, loves it. He writes, "Val pize amarti lirmoz b'ma shamu chazal, arotze la'ashir yatzpin." The rabbis say, whoever wants to get wealthy should move to the north. Why? And it says, whoever wants to get wise should go to the south. Why? Because north was where the table was, the mizbeach, the shulchan, and the menorah was in the north. It was in the south. Right, so the menorah is chokhmah, and the lechem apanim, the bread, is parnasa, is like wealth and sustenance. Okay. Right, so whoever wants to get wealthy, go to the north, and whoever wants to get wise, go to the south. So he says, Rav Meir Eliyahu says, whoever wants to get wealthy, go to the north. Mishu rotze la'ashir yidiotav bechokhmat haKabbalah. Whoever wants to get wealthy with his knowledge and the secrets of Kabbalah, Yatzpin ledur betzfat, should go to the north to live in Tzfat. Shei muchana umezumenet la'asig ba sod omka shetorah. Because like we just said from the Chesed Avraham, it's a city that's prepared for you to achieve the depths of the secrets of the Torah. And Rav Benayahu Shmueli, right? He's the rabbi of Nar Shalom, the student of Rav Mordechai Sharabi in Yerushalayim. Ramaz bePasuk, he hinted in the Pasuk, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion yival moshav lo. Hashem chose Zion, a resting place. He desired it for a resting place. We say this every morning in Tehillim, right? Tehillim 132. Ine tevat iva, which is desire. Hashem chose Zion. He desired it for a dwelling place. Desire in Hebrew is iva. Aleph vav hey. What is in Gematria? What's called adbash. Adbash means that you take aleph, you flip it with taf. The first letter and this last letter, you switch. The second letter and the second to last letter, you switch. Right? Iva and Adbash comes out, Tzfat. When Hashem chose Zion, He desired Tzfat for his dwelling place. The Arizal explains, Bachar, Hashem chose Zion. Don't read Bachar, rather Charev. We're in the 3 weeks right now. He says, when Hashem destroys Zion, Tzfat becomes the dwelling place. Tzfat Moshavlo. Tzfat is the Moshavlo, is the throne. Why Moshavlo, the sitting place? Moshav is like a seat. Why the sitting place, the throne? To show you that Tzfat is aligned with Kisei HaKavod, with the throne of glory. Bineni Meid, he writes here, I'll tell you shortly, I read it earlier this morning, he writes here that he would, if he could, he would walk through here every single day and he would live here and he doesn't want to live anywhere else, and every time he's here he just cries walking through these alleys, and he can't wait more to go down to the Arizal and the Ramak and all of the Tzadikim and to feel it. He feels it and he would do everything to be able to live here. But what is he going to do that Hashem clearly wants him to teach Torah? And Jerusalem is the place to teach Torah, is the place where the biggest rabbis are. And it's clear that his job right now is to be constantly teaching, and he needs to be in Yerushalayim. But if he could decide himself, there's only one place in the world that he would live, is to be as close as possible to the Arizal, to live in Tzfat, the city that is inviting you to get to the deepest, deepest comprehension in the Torah possible. So how lucky are we here to be in this holy city now, whether you're here for a few minutes, for an hour, for a few days, or for your life, you know, for a few years, whatever it is, it's a beautiful place. May all of this learning together come together as a skut for us and for all of Am Yisrael to get out of the hardships that we're going through, each one of us individually, as a nation as a whole. And once we connect more individually and as a nation together, as brothers and sisters, to serve Hashem and to become vessels, to be a tool to Hashem, to reveal His light in this world, the Goyim are going to see it. The Goyim will be inspired to leave their false idols, their false prophets, their nonsense, J.C. Penney, Buddha, and Muhammad, and the whole entire lot, leave all of the nonsense, and to cling to Hashem, who has no image, who has no form, who has none of this nonsense. Hashem, who He is one, and there's nothing besides Him. Ein ol mivado, there's nothing but Hashem Yitbarach. He is in the good, He is in the bad, He is in the cookie, He is in your wife, He is in your head, He is in your heart. He's every single movement that you make is all either revelation or concealment of Hashem. Our job is to reveal, and Jews' job is to reveal light in the world. And by way of that, the Geula will come, Mashiach will come, the whole entire world will come to this recognition. The whole entire world. Bezat Hashem, Bezkut Kol HaTzadikim, and specifically the Ramak HaKadosh. May we all be blessed with Mashiach Tzidkenu.